Also in your program, I read socialize the banking and credit industry. Now, I have two questions here. One is about the word socialism, whether that is still usable. The other one is actually about the content of this premise here, to socialize the banking and credit industry.
I think when we say socialize the industry, we really are talking about centralizing it. Yes, owning it centrally, but I think we're talking about centralizing it. There are very few things that really do work better on a centralized basis, and the party as a whole is in favor of decentralizing industry. But the banking and credit should be centralized because it works better that way. Socializing it really would have one impact that's important. It would make it easier for people who live in poor neighborhoods, particularly people who are black or Latino or Asian, to get loans. There are redlined districts where banks will not make loans, where it's almost impossible for a poor person to get a loan, or where the income, this is one of the ironies. The rate you get of return, if you are poor and put $1,000 in the bank or $100 in the bank, what you will get in interest is much less than if you're rich and put $1 million in the bank. Your rate of return on that $1 million is much higher because you can afford to buy federal T-bills and other instruments of finance which return much higher interest rates. And I think we ought to reverse that. I think clearly that a poor person ought to get more money for their interest. We ought to at least make the playing field level. So that's our point in saying to socialize it is that primary concern. The other question you raise is a problem which we're not going to overcome in the near future, and we have to be frank about that. The experience of the Soviet Union, which began in tragic and compromised circumstances, surrounded by a very hostile West, and in the course of its paranoia, and I think through mistakes that Lenin and Trotsky had made in their concepts of party organization, resulted in a criminal state. And I don't think one can look at the regime of Stalin and say it simply made some errors. I think it was a regime that was criminal in its nature. It had a monopoly for many people in this country on the word socialism, partly because we did not have a large socialist party of any kind in this country. So that whereas in, say, Germany or Italy or France, you could have both a communist and a socialist party, and everyone knew the difference. They might not like either one of them, but they knew the difference between the two parties. In this country, the term socialist has been compromised, and for the next 20 or 30 years, there is no way that a mass movement is going to be built which uses the word socialist. And I think I would have to be honest about that. But I think the term itself must be rehabilitated, and we have to stop saying, well, we're progressives or we're liberals or we're populists. I think it's very important for the left, which is socialist, to say, yes, we are socialist, and we're interested in building a movement that includes us and many others who are not socialists, such as the Greens, which most of whom are not, in fact, socialists. But we'd love to work with them in some kind of confederation, but not a confederation where we had to surrender our own identity. There's a dishonesty to that, and it won't work either, because the minute you pretend you're not a socialist, the right wing will come after you and say, oh, yes, well, this was a person who a year ago was active in the Socialist Party, and they're now on the National Committee of this new party. So I don't think we can run away from the term, but, yeah, it's going to be a problem for a long time to come.